Good evening and welcome to the Jersey Boys. I'm the guest host tonight, Alan West. I'm here with Mr. Dependable Byron. How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Well, this is a little bit more fun than we thought we were going to have today on the sportscast, but that's why we just got to be entertaining and just roll with the punches, right?
Keep it moving. Keep it adapt, overcome, and practice.
Yes, sir. So the NFC East this last weekend, they did okay.
Yeah, they did, except the Eagles didn't play, so that's even better.
Well, you know what? This will make you laugh. I have Miles Sanders on my fantasy team, so he better do good this week.
Who do they play, the Eagles? I forgot who they play. But, they're a team to beat so far in the NFC East.
Well, the entire NFL, not just the NFC East.
The NFC East is the lucky group this year because they had such an awful record last year. They're playing all the teams that are, not so good this year. But all of them have basically a weak schedule, so it is true. What it is. I'll take 6-1.
That's true. I'll give you that. I saw the Giants won their game 23-17. The Commanders beat the Packers 23-21. And the Cowboys, they won 24-6 over the Lions.
They were a little nail biter. They were, the Lions gave them a little bit more push than they thought they were going to get. Mm-hmm. Not for some of the mistakes that they made. That the Lions are interesting. They were scoring 35, 40 points a game, and now all of a sudden they got shut out one game. And then this past game, they didn't look so well. I don't know what their issue is, but Detroit Lions fan, so I root for the Lions that they play for.
Well, unfortunately, I've been helping my neighbor out, and on my fantasy team, you can laugh at me for this, but I had Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, Pollard, and the kicker all starting, so you can guess what happened this last week.
Yeah. I have a question for you. What's up with the Washington Commanders as far as with Wentz? How long is he going to be out?
I believe he's supposed to be out 4 weeks.
And are they a little bit better with Heineke?
They're always better with Heineke, sir.
Okay, let's talk about that. It's Victor Orocho. Live from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And where are you from, Alan?
Centerville, Virginia, sir.
All right, so we're going to pick yourself, Virginia. That's why you're a Commanders fan. All right, so I'm going to go in and out. I can't be on because I'm in the car. We had technical difficulties. So I apologize that to everybody out there and to my co-host Byron and our guest host, Alan. Alan, here's my take on Heineken. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. First of all, in the NFC East, everybody hates the Cowboys. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, but Washington, they're not hated, but, obviously we're going to compete against each other. But for me, Heineke is like, give him a shot, man. Like, give him some time, develop that guy. I don't understand. Like, why you keep, giving, you stink anyways. There's no offense, but you stink anyways. You're terrible. Okay, but this guy has proven to win. He took you to a playoff, mm-hmm. right? And maybe he just ain't having it. I don't know, but I would give that guy a chance. That's just my opinion. I like mm-hmm. him. I think he's done a good job with a lousy offensive team, mm-hmm. with a lousy with Steiner and all that. I just don't understand. I understand you're paying big bucks to Carson, and Byron will add it onto that, but how I feel about Carson. He's not a winner, right? But my point is, I don't know how you feel. I don't know how Aaron feels, one of our other hosts, as a big Commander fan is. I don't know why you wouldn't, you know, stick with Heinicke for a couple of years to get rebuild everything else and hold your money off and try to build other stuff around. Like Byron, if you, let's say you did that, Byron, right? Where do you think they should start building first?
Their offensive line is not that bad. You know, defensive line is pretty good. You know, their defensive line is great. You know, they're still waiting to get, you know, Chase Young back. But I would start at quarterback, and I would start that kid, you know. But for some reason,
don't start at quarterback. Hold on, bro. I love you. But don't answer my damn question.
Oh, you're killing me.
Here's my question. Okay. The assumption is, right? And Alan, you'll chime in too. I will go back. The assumption is, look, okay, don't spend your money on the Carson Wentz's and all these guys, which you already did. I'm just saying hypothetically, right? Hold on to Heinicke, right? Unless his agent starts fighting for money and see whatever. The kids, see if you could develop them. Use that rest of the money to build other areas or the organization. The question is, assuming you're holding on to Heinicke, right? And you're developing it, and hopefully it becomes what he become great, right? Where in the Washington organization, the team, where would you start rebuilding? Like in the Giants, we were in line first, right? But we had a lot of work. We're actually better than Boston did at least this year. Where would you build?
The front office. I'd get rid of Daniel Snyder and make him sell the team. But might as well tear it all down from the top. That's okay. Where you start.
Well, you know that's not going to happen. So let's say the next level of management you can get rid of. Alan, who would you get rid of? What would you do, Alan? It's your team.
All right, well, Byron, you seem to be a lot more confident about our offensive line than we are here, because our offensive line right now, I compare it to Swiss cheese. Because
I watch the Giants every week. Just think about that.
Okay, well, that's not saying a whole lot either. You guys may have the better record for now. We're not going to go down that road for right now. But the thing is, when Heinicke was this offseason, when he found out Wentz was going to be a start, he's like, hey, I know I'm going to be the backup again, but everyone knew that he was a better player because the only thing that Wentz has shown us that he can do is get injured and then be out for at least 4 to 6 weeks at a time and then come back, maybe win a few games, then get injured again because he's had durability problems ever since college.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'm gonna break you guys up again. Okay, I want my question answered. It's super simple. Okay, if you ask me in the Giants, we said it. You start with the offensive line, right? We were, you know, I wasn't convinced in Danny Dimes, this and that. You know, Byron believes he'll be a star, right? I want him to do well, but we were sticking with him. So, okay, great. Where were we needed to build? I'm answering the Giant question. If I was Washington, my question is, where would you build? Forget about if you're saying the offensive line, that's what I want to ask. Is it the offensive line? And do me a favor, can you look up what's their ranking? Right? Because the Giants, when we first started the season, what were they, 28th?
Maybe they're a little lower than that.
They may have been 32. So, one, what's their ranking if you're at a computer look up? And two, is that where you would start from the offensive line?
Let me look right now.
I would start
who's worth keeping first. So I mean, you got to recraft the whole line, or do you feel like, you know, we have a couple players at least that could be good?
Well, surprisingly, we're 12th. We're ranked 12th right now.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
What's the Giants?
The Giants, let me go back to that list. Let's see.
Got to be up there because of rush.
Then again, this was on the 31st of August, so it could change. I'm pretty sure it's changed by now.
Nah, if it's the 31st of August.
But yeah, at the beginning of the year, they were the 23rd. The Giants are 23rd.
That's definitely old, dude. No, because they're like their power ranking is like number 8 now. But I would start with, so who would you get, who would you keep on your offensive line for the Commanders?
I would keep Chase Rouye, the center.
Byron, what do you think?
I would keep Leno. I would keep.
What positions are they, by the way? So if you could, for our listeners,
Leno is the left tackle, Rouye is the center.
That's a good start, right?
Yeah, those two are good. Cosme, he seems to do pretty good as a tackle. You have Trey Turner and Andrew Norwell. Trey Turner, I think he did okay. Norwell is kind of I'm curious to see how he does. But the thing is, just with how it's been, I mean, we have not recovered since we had to trade Trent Williams to the 49ers.
Yeah,
after how all that went down, it's gone downhill since then, because you had Trent Williams, you had Morgan Moses, you had Brandon Scherff.
You guys had Trent Williams?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
We had Trent Williams for like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
The only reason why Trent Williams left was when he had the cancer scare, and then when he couldn't put his helmet back on. And Washington was, I guess they were kind of forcing him to try to put his helmet back on, and he sat out and said requested a trade and got traded to the 49ers.
And he's the best left tackle in the business.
Yes, he is.
And if I could do that, I would have did the same thing.
Well, they kind of, the medical staff screwed him. That's what the problem was.
They did, 100%. 100%. And ever since then,
it's like not a good organization either. San Francisco is a better organization, and they still produce him. Wouldn't you want to produce well and be on a better organization?
Well, let me ask you one question, sir. San Francisco may be a better organization. Last time I checked, let me take it back. I was going to say they hadn't won a Super Bowl since the Redskins won the last one, but no, they won in 96, I believe, 95 or 96. So they did win one afterwards. But the thing is, San Francisco, I think the Redskins are the Commanders now. I think they've won the NFC East title more times than San Francisco has in the past 2 or 3 decades.
Yeah, but it's not about titles, dude, on the NFC, bro. It's about Super Bowls. Right, they've been in it more, they've lost. I know they haven't won, but you got to be in it to win it. That's a better team, a better organization. Washington has been bad for so, no offense, but for a long time. The Giants have been bad for a long time. We predicted Washington with the line, so you know, we gave Washington props. So I want you to know,
we gave props about their defensive line. That's what we, you know, their defensive line.
And the coach. And right?
The coach. We like the coach. I don't like the coach anymore because they got rid of my man Sam Mills III. So I'm done with Ron Rivera.
Yeah, so we were there, bro. I'm not trying to dog it.
It's okay. But I mean, the thing is for them.
It's a bad organization for a long time, right? I mean, why? So at the end of the day, and you know, we can agree to disagree. I know you're a diehard, Washington fan. I can understand, but you know, I just, for me, objectively, I would rather be at San Francisco and make money and still be the best than play for Washington and make money and be the best.
Yeah, I don't blame you for leaving. I just blame the medical staff for screwing up as bad as they did, because if they hadn't, Trent Williams, when he was drafted from Oklahoma, he was going to play in the Pro Bowl that year. He got tased 2 or 3 times, didn't go down. They had to keep him out of the Pro Bowl. Then a year or two afterwards, during the playoffs, he joked about punching a Seahawks player in the face. He did it. He still came back, and he has been a dominant left tackle. He's been the most dominant left tackle in the league since he's been in. Yep. If you can tell me someone who's done better than him, you're going to have a hard time trying to figure out.
I'm agreeing. I'm with you on all the pieces, other than the fact that it's given me more. It adds more to the argument that he made the right move. Now he it's did. Even you made the argument stronger if the medical staff messed up. Why would you want to play on a team where the medical staff can't get it right? But anyhow, let's move on a little bit so we can get off. I'm gonna be commanding the show no bit. Kadarius Toney, what's up with your rapper boy, Byron?
Whoa! No! What did I always say about him? What did I say?
What?
He's not available. He's always injured, and he's not available. That's what I said. He had one good game in 2 years at Dallas. And then you just see the other thing that he wrote, you know, that he's been pretty much faking, you know, that he was hurt, you know, and he put a tweet out there after he got traded to Kansas City. And then all of a sudden he had to hurry up and get it off of there because basically he admitted that he's been hurt and been trying to get out of there. Why?
Yeah, something's wrong. I knew it. I think something was wrong there. Number one. Number two. Do you feel that what we got in return was worth it?
Yeah, a third and a sixth. Yeah, that's the best you could do for a guy, an unproven guy. You know, maybe, you know, Andy Reid will get something out of him, but you know, right. That's the best you could do. Third and a sixth.
Okay. And not only that, he was doing nothing, you know, it was disgusting. I didn't like seeing his name on paper.
Yeah, and right, you know, and the crazy thing with him. He went out and got a tattoo, like a New York Giant tattoo on his arm. He had one on his arm last year that he got. And then, you know, the big old number 89 on his back and all this other stuff. So now he's on another team, have another number, and he's got a big old Giant 89 on his back and the New York Giants on his arm. How dumb could you be?
Yeah. Well, you never know. Maybe, you know, Kansas City, they wouldn't have taken him if they didn't think they could do something with him.
Well, they took him because he's cheap. Yeah, because he's on his rookie salary, and then the other two guys that they have, Smith Schuster and the other guy, are basically on 1 year contracts. So they're trying to see if they can get something out of him. If they can't, they're really not losing anything, you know, by taking him.
Nah, exactly, and they're winning, so they, you know, they don't have to play him either. What do you think, Alan?
I was laughing when I heard that he got traded because the Giants had the chance to draft Devonta Smith and instead took him. And you can see how that's turned out.
The Eagles jumped up in front of them. So you know, the Eagles jumped up. That's
true,
what happened.
True. They were smart to do that because they knew that he wasn't going to last. Because it reminds me of when Deion Sanders was told that he was going to be Giants. Because he was supposed to, the Giants wanted him to fill out a test, like a 30-page test. He asked the Giants, Deion Sanders, this is a true story.
Right.
He asked the Giants, what pick are you? They said 10th. He said, forget this. I'm going to be gone before that. And he walked out of their interview.
He was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
Deion could be Deion, but man, that brother puts in hard work, man.
Well, no, I mean, you watch people put in the hard work and you know it's going to work out. And that's why, me being a Washington fan, I haven't been able to see that in years.
Well, you had got to see, you know, Chase, you know, if we're going to go back to Washington, Chase Young, when he plays, is, you know, he's pretty impressive, man. I mean, that year, it was impressive. You have something there, you know what I mean?
The defensive line, there's highlight of the team right now.
Yeah, so you get to enjoy it. I mean, you got to get one side, right? You can't be, you know. Some of the teams that have been like zero. Byron, so we got Kadarius Toney's gone. That's good. We got that. And did we free up cap space?
Yeah, $700,000. Woo!
Why so little? That's all he was getting?
Because he's on a rookie contract. You know, most of his money, you know, he got in a big old signing bonus. And then, you know, I think it was like 1.7 this year, 2.5 next year, whatever it is like that. So it's really it's not a lot. Because I'm thinking maybe they're trying to load up. They have 9 picks now for next year. But maybe they're trying to make a deal and get that guy from Denver, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they're doing, I like everything that they're doing. That's the bottom line.
Oh, so nice. Danny Jones is a star now?
No. But I will tell you, I don't consider him a star. He's not in the star status. He earned that. He's got to make up for what I believe wasn't good. But and he still made bad. He still makes bad decisions inside the 20.
You know he's player of the week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mistakes happen.
But you know it's okay. It's like 17, 18, 19 week, bro. It's great. I'll take it. You know, I think he deserves it. He's helped. He's carried that team. He deserves it.
You know, this is his third time, right? You know, it's his third time.
That what?
Player of the week.
It's his third time in his career.
Yes. You know how many times Eli was player of the week?
No. How many?
Four.
So he was four times.
In 16 years.
Okay, and how many Super Bowl MVPs does Daniel Jones?
You want
to throw out stuff like, look, I got to be the same to I was to Allen. Allen was, we won more NFC East titles, and I'm like, who gives a crap about NFC East titles? I'd rather be in the Super Bowl.
Well, okay.
So don't tell me, like, you're going to go, he's been three times in his career, and Eli's four, you know. He's playing a week. The Giants were terrible. Came in, won two games, and then lost the rest of the season. It's been terrible ever since. I guarantee you, one of his player of the weeks was when he came in and he won.
But anyway,
I thought so. Leave it alone.
No, I'm gonna start up again. What year?
My Eli.
I'm talking about Eli. What year did he win his first Super Bowl? How many years into his career was it?
I don't care.
Four. Okay.
In 4 years.
4 years. What year is Daniel Jones in?
His third?
Fifth, okay. I think.
Fourth. So give him time, man. It might be the year, man. You never know. Let it go, Victor. Let it go, man.
Time out. Wait a second. The only thing I am defending is the fact that I will not call him the star now. That's it. I'm not saying anything bad of him. Man. I'm not dogging him. I'm not anything. I will not give you that until I feel he deserves it. I don't think you could. Okay, Allen, will you consider Daniel Jones a star in the NFL?
I would consider him still an up and coming, but the thing for him.
Okay, I'll take that. Not a star. The answer is no, right? It's easy. Yes or no? If you go in the NFL, Daniel Jones is a star. Would you say yes?
Yes.
I didn't ask Byron. We already know your answer. You predicted it. So why do you want? Why would you go get your own prediction? Yes or no for me, please.
I already said no.
Good. Now you can tell me everything you want. Go.
All right. Jones, he's had some good games, and he has – brought the Giants back a few times, but the thing is, he's gotten injured a few times too, so he's been a liability in that respect.
Yeah.
And they want to try to find someone who they can count on. And that's why, besides with all the draft picks they have, they're going to probably look at getting some more wide receivers, probably a quarterback. They're probably going to look at, you got CJ Stroud coming out, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix stinks.
True. Okay. Well, I'm an Ohio State fan, so I mean that's why for wide receivers with Jackson Smith and Jigba,
Did he mention a quarterback from Ohio State, Byron?
CJ Stroud is going to be a top three pick.
No, I'm asking you, when he mentioned Ohio State, did he mention a quarterback or no?
Quarterback, yeah. And wide receiver.
Okay, just so you know, hopefully you listen to our show. But if you don't, you'll start. But Byron and I's feeling on Ohio State quarterbacks is really bad. We think they're terrible in the NFL. We think they're great in the college. Like the University of Florida quarterbacks.
Okay. That's fair. I mean,
so I know you're Ohio State fan,
quarterbacks. I'm haven't done as well.
Our first year. Take on that one.
Is that a fair statement, Byron?
I couldn't hear you.
Hello?
He was saying Ohio State quarterbacks usually aren't doing that well in the NFL, which, you know what, I can agree with it. But there is one quarterback in the NFL who's doing well, who was an Ohio State quarterback, even though he left. Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, that don't count. That don't
count. See, we excluded him. We excluded him for the reason that he left because he wasn't going to get the job. So if he didn't get that job, he wouldn't be in the position he would be in.
True.
He may have still made it, but he wouldn't be in the position he is in now. So we consider him an LSU quarterback.
Yeah,
he won the national championship there. Yeah, he's an LSU quarterback. They gave him freedom.
Well, he thanked the Ohio State staff when he won the Heisman.
And he won the national championship. And he won the Heisman.
Yeah.
So,
we
can count him. So, go ahead, give me your next one. Oh, I'll give you Geno Smith.
Who?
Did Geno Smith play for Ohio State?
He went to West Virginia.
Oh, no.
He went to West Virginia, sir. You got to get that right. You're going to try and bring that up.
Okay. Yeah, he's West Virginia.
Come on, man. No, don't bring that. Don't bring that weak stuff in here. Come on, man. You know better than that.
I apologize, but at least I was trying to give you a quarterback. Give me one, then.
I'm going to give you a sleeper quarterback that the Giants should be interested in right now. And people think I'm crazy when I say it. Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
From where? Okay. Coastal Carolina?
Yep.
What's his name?
Grayson McCall.
Okay.
Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina. Yep. But why would you even look at a quarterback if you have a star?
I'm just saying, if I'm not the GM, so if they go a different route, I'm just saying
that's
I'm throwing that guy in.
That's not my question. My question is, hey, if you're happy with your girl, why are you looking at another one?
I'm happy with my girl. I'm going to stay with my girl.
The NFL's a business, though. That's the thing. I got one for Byron. How about Dylan Gabriel?
He's a little fragile. He gets hurt a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets busted up down there. So, but he's a good prospect, but he's a little injury prone.
Oh, my God. How did I miss the damn express lanes? All right, Ryan, Byron.
Yes.
So, all right, Daniel Jones. I am happy with his play. I'm happy with everything except for I still think that his performance in the red zone is terrible. So we'll move on from there, right? The Cowboys. Hey, Dak did not look good.
He hasn't played in 5 weeks, man. 4 or 5 weeks. He's a little rusty.
So, okay, you're gonna give him that break. You're gonna give him that break.
Yes.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Alan, on Dak Prescott?
Well, I'm gonna give him that break too, even though I made the mistake of starting him in fantasy. But I just yep. I walked into that one, sir. I openly admit that. But at least it's better than how Mac Jones was for the Patriots on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that was bad.
All right. Well, let's talk about that one next. Right, because I would like remind me. I am not gonna remember that, but yeah, okay. So, but two couple things though. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will give him also being injured, okay, and coming back. No doubt. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt. I like that, right? But prior to his injury, he was still playing bad.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't playing good. So hopefully, maybe they got something. He wasn't playing good. And man, freaking Cooper Rush helped him out by keeping him in the hunt. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. The Giants would be 5-0. But I wanted to go through there. And then, what's our record in the NFC? 17-3 or 17-7 or something like that?
The conference, yeah. Well, division.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, right? And I just feel that when the NFC, I think we had talked about this last time. I think when the NFC plays well, right, all of them, or at least three of them, right, and they start clicking, and the way they run their defenses and they run their offenses and so forth, to me, the NFC East is one of the most dangerous divisions when they're competing against each other well. It's like an SEC of NFL. What are your thoughts, Byron?
No, let me tell you something. And we talked about this before you got on, Victor. The East is the recipient of scheduling for this year because the whole NFC East was so crappy last year, was so bad that they got the easy schedule. They have the easiest schedule in all of football, all four. And look at their schedule, you know, the Texans, look where everybody's playing. Come on, the Texans, Lions, come on. So, yes, they're a recipient of being lucky with the schedule this year.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, he said one right away. Oh, my God, you kill me, bro.
It's the truth.
He's just killing me.
It's not true.
Look, we agreed that they had easy schedules, but we did not believe the East would be playing this well.
No.
Okay, number one. So even though they had easy schedules, we believed that they were going to lose, particularly the Giants. You had them, I think, 0-something for a long time.
I picked them 6-1, just so you know.
I'm done. I'm going to hunt that down. Okay, so number one, I'm just saying to you, like, hey, the Giants' defense is playing pretty well. You stated it, and they're not full tilt. The Eagles' defense is doing well. The Dallas defense is doing well, right? So all I'm saying, my opinion, and what I see in experience is when the NFC East starts coming around, because they got to play each other twice, and they're playing defensive, they get into the playoffs, they become dangerous. I mean, we thought that Washington 2 years ago, when Washington made the playoffs with a losing record, we thought Washington had a chance because of their defense. Is that fair statement?
Yeah.
Okay. So just my opinion is that NFC East, remember, there's the only three teams that have taken down the powerful Patriots. They're just a tough it's a tough league when they're playing well. I think the rest of the league gets into trouble. They underestimate them.
Well, we might as well throw this one out there that we haven't talked about, which is the Philadelphia Eagles, who just loaded up even more by getting Robert Quinn from the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. So they're even more loaded across their front. So they're looking to be in the Super Bowl this year. Not next year, this year, because they are loaded from front to back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's funny how you go from worst to like good. I mean, it's still a lot of season, but at the end of the day, I just think that their defense is. Did you believe that the Giants' defense has still room? They have the ability and they have the room for improvement.
Yeah, a lot. Since they're giving almost 400 yards a game. So, yes, they need a lot of improvement in the front.
So based on that, they definitely need improvement. Okay, so no doubt. But they're not fully staffed. When they're fully got their team together, do you think they're going to be better? Because, you know, they're still, you know, they're giving up points, but they held it when they needed to hold it. They've done some stuff, Byron, right? Defense, sometimes you give up all the yards and it sucks, but you also, they had to be in position to stop, to win a game, not let them get a field goal. They've done those parts.
Yeah, but they are fully loaded with the guys that are going to be playing, and they still stink against the run. They're awful against the run.
Oh, so when they're fully staffed with their starters, they're still bad against the run.
They are still bad against the run.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Well, again, you know, I just take the NFC East for like the experience when San Francisco was winning all those championships. It was like the Super Bowl was either San Francisco or somebody from the NFC East. Washington won two, right?
New York.
Huh?
Yep.
Dallas, New York, and Washington.
Exactly. And I think the Eagles were in it.
No, not in the 90s.
See, I'm just saying that like during the runs, you know, it was either one of somebody from our division or
Giants, Dallas, Washington.
That's pretty impressive, man.
Although, Byron, apparently I just looked at my fantasy team because I was like, wait a second. This sounds too convenient. And I looked at my defense and it's the Giants defense. So, yeah, I'm probably going to have to switch after this game.
Yeah, you got to switch.
Why? Because of what Byron said?
Mm-mm. That defense. Mm-mm.
Is it because of what Byron said?
They bend a little bit too much. They give up a lot of yards. They've given up over 400 the last two games.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't have confidence either, right? You know,
I can't. What'd you say? You don't have confidence in what?
I don't have confidence in a defense when it's close, and the other team has the ball, right? I don't, you know, obviously with the defense out there. I'm just saying, even when like that game, even when we went for two and took the lead, I was paranoid.
Well, look at the last game with the 1 yard line. They had to stop this guy. A little bit more push, they'd have got him in the end zone.
But they stopped.
You know, you had a bad penalty.
They stopped him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they were coached well situational football because, you know, they showed pictures of all three, you know, the three guys in the back line had their feet on the goal line to make sure that this guy didn't go too deep, you know, past
That's another thing. Who was that game that played where the defensive players were like halfway in the end zone? Like, why would you be in the end zone?
Well, they were on the goal line, so they were just as bad. Thank God that guy could tackle, you know, Moreau to tackle this guy, because on the other line that came, it was pretty close to getting the bit to the end zone.
Football's about inches, right? Inches. All right, so let's talk about get some Philly some love now. All right. Dable's doing a good job. Those guys are doing good. Giants, I'm excited. Who they're playing this week? Remember, I picked them last week. Who are they playing this week?
With the Eagles?
No, the Giants.
Come on, man. Seattle.
Giants are playing Seattle. Eagles are playing Pittsburgh. Dallas is playing Chicago.
Okay, so let's go through it before we get to the Eagles, though. Let's go. Who the Giants are playing? Who?
Seattle.
Who are you picking, Byron?
Come on, man. Really, I gotta keep riding the train. I'm riding the Giants train.
I know, but you know, this way we're sure. Okay,
they're gonna give up 400 yards in offense, but still, you know,
he has to throw a caveat in it. He can't just because say yes, Giants. All right, I'm picking the Giants with no caveats. Alan, who would you pick?
I'm gonna pick Seattle for the upset.
Okay. All right. So now, what do we got next? We got who? Dallas playing
Chicago, I believe.
All right, who do you have?
I think that Dallas is going to be able to pull this off.
Where are they playing?
You think they're playing in Dallas?
They're playing in Dallas. That's going to be tough.
I think.
All right, so who are you picking?
I'm going to pick Dallas.
Pick Dallas. Byron?
The defense.
I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in it. Justin Fields going to run up and down the field. I'm picking the Chicago Bears in Dallas.
And, hey, Byron.
Where
did Justin Fields go to school, sir?
Huh?
Where did Justin Fields go to school, sir?
Oh, he's the only one guy at Ohio State. And even he's kind of, yeah.
He got time, though. You got to give him time. He's doing okay. I'll give you that, but you know, it's like calling Daniel Jones a star.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm gonna pick. My heart knows that I want Dallas to lose, but I don't think they are. So I gotta pick Dallas. All right, so who we got next? Eagles.
And Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Yeah. I think Pittsburgh. I'm gonna go Pittsburgh upset to Mike Tomlin.
Well, can he pick it? Nah.
No. And he picks us from Jersey, man. Give you boy some love. He's from Ocean Township, man.
He's an interception machine, man.
Jersey. Give the brother some love.
I don't care if he was from Perth Amboy, New Jersey. I am not picking him against
him. Yeah, that is not right, dude. He talks about Jersey guys. He talks about Tulsa guys. Now he won't pick him. All right. Who do you got? Alan?
I'm going to pick the Eagles.
You're
I think Mike Tomlin is going to be heading toward his first losing season as a coach this year.
Mm-hmm. He'll be picking another quarterback next year.
Possibly.
We'll see. He's got a ton of them. Remember. All right. So now Washington.
Not sure who we play, but as well, if with Taylor starting, I think we got a shot.
Who do you play?
Let's see. Who do we play?
What happened? Were we, Myra, lost your video?
No, I'm sitting right here.
Oh.
Maybe my video.
And don't know, I guess.
We're playing the Colts. That's right. It's it was supposed to be Carson Wentz's homecoming game.
I guess it is. Homecoming, him standing on the sideline with a broken finger.
Well, him and Matt Ryan can be together.
Yeah, they can hang out together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The quarterback, no. Sam Esslinger, the kid from Texas, is the quarterback now.
Sam Esslinger, yeah.
I'm picking the Colts. Upset.
That's
fine. Why would the Colts be an upset against the Commanders? The upset is the Commanders. I'll pick the Colts. No offense, but I just think the Commanders are bad. Okay. All right. All right. So let's start wrapping this up. Mac Jones. Let's, what's going on there, Byron? What are your thoughts?
Bill Belichick is being Bill Belichick with the mind games. You know, as far as maybe he doesn't like the fact the kid was hurt, didn't come back fast enough. Just wants to poke the bear a little bit. You know, it sucks that he has Joe Judge or the other guy, Matt Patricia, as the offensive coordinator. Neither one of them, you know, were quarterback coaches, you know, their past life. But I don't know why, you know, they did that, you know, to this guy. But Mac Jones should be the quarterback. The other guy's kind of small. Zappy, he looks kind of small back there. And long term, he's not the guy. Mac Jones, you know, you drafted him that high, you got to play Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm. I think my perspective is similar in the part that I think it's Belichick playing mind games. I think Mac Jones is a good quarterback. I don't think the Patriots are a good team yet. No one ever talked to them about how good their team was. We always talked about how good Belichick was. Is that a fair statement?
Yep.
Okay, so everyone just took for granted whatever you threw at him, he's going to do well, right? I think Mac Jones is the right quarterback. He's smart. You know, he did well early, and, you know, hey, it's part of life. You know, Justin Herbert hasn't been looking too good lately either, and he's way more talented than a Mac Jones.
Coaching. Right? Herbert's coaching.
Yeah, well, I would get fired at that coach. Who said, see, now I go back to that. Remember I said to fire coach last year? He ain't doing too well this year.
Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Sean Payton would be perfect for that team, not for Dallas. So my thing is with him is Belichick is playing mind games. He knows that Buffalo is too strong, right, for him. So he's gonna impose his ability to get what he needs in players, and he's gonna juice them out, and he's gonna do what he does. He's gonna coach them by fear. Alan?
Yes and no. Mac Jones, when he got injured, even though he was cleared to play this week, he needed one more week only because the relationship that he was able to make with his teammates, he needed just one more week just to get acclimated to it again. He tried to force it this week, and then you saw the ESPN showing how one of his passes got hit the sky cam and how that messed up. But the thing about Zappy that I saw on ESPN that made me laugh, after he scored one of the touchdowns, he was singing to the music that was being played over the speakers, which that cracked me up. Yeah. Did you hear what song that was, Victor or Byron?
No. I still don't understand what you said. He threw a touchdown and started singing?
What he did is he came back after throwing a touchdown. He was sitting on the bench. And the Patriots were playing Stacy's Mom on the sound system. He was singing along to it. And they got a video of it.
Yeah, I'm sure Belichick ripped him a new butt, man, after that. I'm sure he saw it later on.
Yeah, he Belichick don't like any of that stuff, man. I didn't know about that. I think he'll be all right. I mean, he hasn't had to do much. You know, so I think he'll be okay. But I think Byron's right. I think Belichick is just trying to play mind games. But he's also, remember, he's not just playing mind games with Mac Jones. He's like setting the stage for the rest of the team to perform. Would you agree, Byron?
Yeah, they're not working too good. They're going to have a losing season. So
no, I understand that. But he's doing what he wants, but he was doing it to make sure that whoever's left there, if you want to be here, you better start producing.
It's not working.
What does that mean?
It's not working. Whatever he's doing.
Well, up until this point, but the mind game just started, so you don't know what could happen after that. Right. Nah. So you play mind games to get a different result. You don't play mind games because, you know, your result is what it is.
He uses the first half of the year, he uses it as like preseason. It isn't until the second half when he finally tries to get everything into gear and starts just trying to blow away all of his opponents. That's how he's been doing it for the last 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm. And he has they're not really that talented, that thing. They're not one of his better teams.
No. Well, he's never had, he wasn't really stacked with talent other than.
Yeah, he coached them up and they didn't make mistakes. But when you have Josh McDaniels left, the offensive coordinator, and they didn't replace him, and you got these two guys that have never called offense, have never coached, quarterback, with Mac Jones, young guy, Zappy, young guy, it's a recipe for disaster. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get some coaching. All right, well, we're going to start wrapping this up.
Wait a minute. What's up with Tom Brady, man? I just want to make sure, I got to throw that at you. Did you golf with him or something?
All right. Well, tell me when you say what's wrong with him. What do you mean by that?
You know what's up with that. He's playing like he's 45 years old, like he doesn't want to be out there. He's playing like he's got something on his mind. He was on like an insight of what's going on in his mind. Since you talk to him all the time.
There's some rifts in his family, right? And about his decisions. And that's occupying his mind.
Give us the juicy stuff. Hold on, man.
I'm gonna turn on my friend like that. And then I think that Mike Evans losing him that game hurt. I think that their defense is playing terrible, dude.
You think the fact that they can't run the ball, they're the worst running team in the whole of the NFL. That the offensive line, which we always say was
we said his offensive line was having problems though before the year.
They have problems. They can't run the ball and they're not protecting.
How's the defense doing?
The defense is slow and they're not playing up to.
They're not playing. Standards. No, and when you got the head coach, defensive coordinator, you better get a defensive coordinator because you got good talent there. I can't believe they lost Jason Pierre-Paul. But, their defense, what's your defense? Alan, do you know what can you see what their defense is ranked or Tampa Bay's defense?
In the 30s.
Okay, so, you got to pin that on Brady, too, that he's not out there tackling and doing their stuff.
Yep. If you're not, you're getting off
still
the
field. He's putting up numbers.
Field, if you're getting off the field three and outs constantly, the defense is going to get tired. You play defense, you should know that. If you're out there all game, you're gonna be tired.
Oh, I just think I think he's got some challenges. I think if he continues to play this way, I think this is it. Number one, I'll agree with that, but I don't think it's over until it's over. Okay. I also believe that that he's been putting up some pretty good numbers. They've been scoring some good points. What?
Are you watching the same
games? He's having problems, but look at the point.
Are you not watching the same games?
Right.
Well, here's the funny part. The Buccaneers defense is ranked 6th in the NFL.
Hmm. Well, then I stand corrected. I didn't think they were.
They're not as good as they
were. They're better than, but being 6th out of 32 is pretty good, bro. So I'm wrong.
Eagles are second.
They let Sue go, Jason Pierre-Paul on the defensive line, and they weren't as dominant as they were this year.
No.
Even at 6th, they're still not that dominant.
Well, they're not at 6th. Oh, they're six. They're not the dominant. The 6 out of 32 is pretty good, bro.
I don't care.
Giants are 17th.
Giants are 17th. All right. We're offensively. Where are the Bucks and these guys?
They're not running the ball, man. I keep telling them.
And Fournette has been playing good.
They're not running the ball, and they can't get any push up the middle because the center's hurt again.
Everybody's getting old, too.
They lost the center, and one retired, and one of them went to wherever he went.
Damn. What do you got? What is that noise, by the way?
I don't know.
Do you guys hear it? It's like a buzzing sound.
Yeah.
That was possibly me. Sorry about that.
We got like a push thing. I thought it was a system. Like anytime we said a certain word and it was like beeping us.
That's you.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. Oh, just so you know, Frank Gore Jr. is playing tonight for Southern Mississippi.
For Southern Mississippi?
Yeah.
Frank Gore Jr.
Yeah, Frank Gore Jr. is playing.
How? Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
And who's playing tonight? Who's playing tonight still?
Louisiana and Southern Mississippi. And then
I'll talk about NFL.
Who is playing?
It's Ravens and
the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Who's the score?
I don't know.
All
right. Was it Thursday Night Football? Yeah.
It's on Prime TV. You got Prime TV where you at?
No.
High Roller?
No, not on the 30th floor now.
High Roller? All right, so we'll figure it out. I'll see this score in a little bit. All right, so hey, Alan, I really appreciate you jumping in for me today. Sorry about the technology kind of mess up. So our fans, thank you. Please don't forget to subscribe to Sportscast One, and subscribe to all our channels on YouTube, on Twitter, on Spotify. This is streaming live on YouTube, and please also download our podcast at Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Leave us a review. It'll help us out tremendously. Please share these shows. We'll talk around the league, predominantly NFC East and the Giants. And we'll make fun of the Jets and sometimes the Dolphins and sometimes the mother teams. And we have a good old time. Byron, thank you for everything. And sorry I wasn't seen today, but we'll see me hopefully all next week. And we're going to close out our show. Again, don't forget, next Thursday at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
What time, Byron?
8 p.m.
What day?
Thursday nights, the same last 2 years.
Oh, my God. No one's going on three. So, again, Alan, we'll talk. I wish you luck with the Commanders. And we'll take it from there. You guys have a great night. Thank you very much. Jersey Boys Sports Talk, signing out. Peace. We'll be right back.